بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلام علیکم. Welcome to our program, my dear audiences, to the Gate of Knowledge. This is a program designed to talk about the Sermon of Pious, خطبه المتقین. Or Khutbatul Hammam. In previous session, we talked about the story of the sermon and how Imam Amirul Mu'mineen was asked by Hammam, one of his friends, one of his companions, to talk about the pious man in a thorough manner. And eventually, he convinced Imam to talk about the pious. And Imam started with the fact that Allah created the creation while he was needless of all, and all were needy to him. Imam alayhi salam said, Amma ba'd, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ حِينَ خَلَقَهُمْ غَنِيًّا عَنْ طَاعَتِهِمْ آمِنًا مِنْ مَعْصِيَتِهِمْ لَأَنَّهُ لَا تَضُرُّهُ مَعْصِيَتُ مَنْ عَصَاهُ وَلَا تَنْفَعُهُ طَاعَتُ مَنْ أَطَاعَهُ. I read the translation to you. It reads as, Now then, Allah the Glorified, the Sublime, created the things of creation, the whole universe, everything. He created them without any need for their obedience or being safe from their sinning, because the sin of anyone who sins does not harm him, nor does the obedience of anyone who obeys him benefit him. This is the At the very beginning and at the outset, Imam alayhi salam establishes a rule, a general rule. And the starting point of everything in religion and in creation. And that is the fact that there is one being that is all powerful, that is all needless of anything, because if a being wants to create, should be standing on his own and should not need anything else. If a being needs any kind of need to any being, that being is higher than it, and that thing is God, not this being. Therefore, we need to have the highest being, which is God and which is one, who doesn't need anybody, who doesn't need anything, who doesn't need to develop to anything, because he has everything. And then the flow of blessing and the flow of being comes down from him to the world of creation, and he creates in order to benefit others. This is the meaning of God. When we say God, God is such a being and should be such a being. And in this process, human being is all needy to God. All things are all needy to God, and God is all needless of all. God is at the center of everything. God is at the center of the being. And we need to develop, we need to become perfect in relation with him, because we need to take from him, we need to take our perfection from him. This establishes all the basic rules of the religion and addresses and answers numerous questions about why worshiping God, why God created human being, why God created the universe, what is the relationship between the universe and God, what kind of relationship they exist between the two, and in particular manner, what is the relationship of man to God. In this short explanation, Imam, peace be upon him, says, God created the creation while he was needless of any benefit reaching him through the obedience of the obedient, of the pious, of the worshippers. So therefore, what is the reason for ordering people and things to worship him is to benefit them. This is the way to benefit. The relation of man to God is the way for blessing and to having human beings and other beings to reach their perfection. Therefore, Allah doesn't receive any benefit, but he benefits. It's one way. God benefits and does not receive any benefit from obedience of people. And from other side, from other perspective, when we look at harm, there is no way for anything to harm God, because Allah is the most perfect, the most powerful. There is no way to penetrate to his holy being and to harm him. There is no way for nothing, for even including human beings, to harm God through sins. So what happens in sinning God, and why God prohibits sins? Because sins are the way one harms himself. Because sin is harmful to the doer of sin. Therefore, this is a very basic thing and proves that we need to develop and to hold and maintain our relation with God. And that relation is worship. And that relation is to be careful about our actions regarding the commandments of God, and to obey him and not to disobey God. Why? Because this is the way of our perfection. And sinning is the way of deteriorating and to going down and to being spoiled in the universe. Therefore, this is very basic discussion. It is a very basic point. And if we compare it with humanism, we understand what is the main point in the two schools of thought. The schools of thought of Islam, which Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen talks about, in this school, Allah, the most perfect being at the center, is Allah. And human being is the one who receives. And the way of becoming perfect is to establish a certain relationship with God. But in humanism, human being is imagined to be the center of the world, not God. It is imagined that human being has everything, and everything is human being, which is not right. We know that we were created We didn't have anything. We were nothing. Then we were bestowed the being. The source that bestowed the being to us is the superior, is the center of everything. This is very basic discussion that as the framework Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen talks about at the very outset. Inshallah, we, God willing, we talk about the rest of the sermon. We continue this discussion in other programs. Be with us in future. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, صلى الله عليه.